21-11, 6:24 left in the second, a 10-point deficit for the green and white. Into the lane, Brechtelsbauer in for two, way too easy. 4 points for him, back out to 12. Garrett Poles across midcourt. High-tempo game here so far from Lakers. And we have an offensive foul as Palm Ritter was at the left elbow, and Garrett Poles ran right into him, lowered the shoulder. That'll be his first and team sixth. Rest of the way out for every defensive foul for the Lakers. Reese will be shooting at least one free throw. We've got 6 minutes and 9 seconds remaining in the first half still. 23-11. 6:05 left in the half. Palm Ritter across midcourt to the right wing to Foko. Down to the baseline to Brechtelsbauer. Foko, right wing, being guarded by Poles. Back at Palm Ritter. Palm Ritter to the high post. To Rao, back over to him to the low post. Brechtelsbauer turns to the basket. This one's airmailed. 2-day shipping brought in by Anthony Sheridan. Left wing, Mason Williams to Garrett Poles. Back to Williams. Hunter Keim back into the ballgame, trying to find position. And we have a hold. This is going to go against Reese. This will be the third team foul against the maroon and gold. Lakers get the ball underneath their own hoop. Foul goes against number 4, Jake Rao, his first. Like I said, just the team's third. 5:40 remains in the first half. It's a 12-point ball game, 23-11. And we have a whistle right away on the inbound. Foul goes against number 23, Brechtelsbauer, for the hold. That's the Rocket fourth foul. Darnell Davis checks back into the ball game, replaces Brechtelsbauer, who can't believe that foul.
Two fouls. Gets him a ticket to the bench.
Yes, indeed. Inbounding Mason Williams underneath the Lakers' own hoop. Inbounds to Hunter Keim into the hands of Garrett Poles. Nothing there. Trying to feed it up to Anthony Sheridan. Top of the key for the NBA three. This one's up. This one's long. And rebound brought in by Hunter Keim. And now it's stolen away. Actually, it's still loose. And now into the hands of Foko. Here come the Rockets down to the baseline. Foko to Darnell Davis. Opposite block. This one doesn't have the touch. Rebound brought in by Anthony Sheridan. Into the corner, Mason Williams for three, no. Long rebound, put back is good from Sheridan, but they're going to say he went over the back, a push. And this will be an offensive foul against Anthony Sheridan. That is the right call, his second, team seventh. So some early foul trouble for Anthony Sheridan. And Hunter Crone checks in for him.
Yeah, Lakers is just not into the flow of the ball game.
No, not at all.
It seems like there's five individuals out there, and they really start need to team it up a little bit.
23-11, 5 minutes and 10 seconds left in the second quarter. Foko inbounds to Palm Ritter, 94 feet from his hoop. Palm Ritter over to the right wing to Johnson, now back to Palm Ritter. At the left wing for three, this one's Amazon primed as well, brought in by Mason Williams.
That was a pass, right?
I hope so. Garrett Poles, left wing, picks up his dribble. To Hunter Keim, right wing. Now at the top of the key. Down to Crone at the right block. Goes up strong. This one's too strong. Brought in by Hunter Keim. And he's in trouble. Now trying to pivot. Turns to the basket. Puts it off the glass. No good. Rebound still loose. And brought in by Crone. And it's off a foot. And we have a push. And this will go against the Reese Rockets. Good effort there from Hunter Keim and Hunter Crone. And the foul will go against number 4.
Jake Rao,
that's his second, team's fifth. Substitution for the Rockets, number 10, Landon Bender, a 6-foot junior, replaces Jake Rao with two fouls. Mason Williams inbounding for the Lakers underneath his own hoop, trying to find something there into Cronin's left block right away. This one doesn't have the touch. Out of bounds, last touch by Foko. Laker ball once again. We'll try this again.
Foko's told the official, I didn't touch it. Honest.
Score and update from Michigan State. Michigan State leading Wisconsin 35-20 at the half. And Mason Williams throws it into air and is brought in by Palm Ritter. And the layup is good for transition. And that's the eighth turnover for the Lakers. And 8 points for Palm Ritter. 25-11, largest lead, actually not largest, but close to it at 14. Garrett Poles in between the high and low post, and it's stolen away by number 10, that's Bender, but stolen back by Lakers. Down to Hunter Crone at the right block. Goes up strong. He's fouled, going for the line for two shots. That kid is going to be an absolute beast over the next 4 years. Ball goes against number 12, Darnell Davis. That's his first for Reese and team sixth. 4:07 remains in the second quarter. Hunter Crone at the free throw line shooting two. He has 4 points, has not attempted a free throw tonight. In fact, these are the first free throws for the green and white tonight. Taking his time, free throw rattles in and out, no good.
You know, it had the distance, had everything, but just didn't want to go in.
Didn't have the arc.
Just unlucky. This seems to be the one area that Hunter Crone is going to want to improve himself over the next 3 years.
Hockey line change for the Lakers, bringing in Ethan Wisner, Collison Russell, and Dylan Wehner. Second free throw for Hunter Crone is up. This one's no good. Rebound brought in by Wehner, but is finally brought in by number 10 Bender for the Rockets. Well, that's the ninth turnover for the green and white. 25-11, high post. Foco
is wide open.
Isaac Johnson dives in the lane down to the baseline to Darnell Davis. Skip past the top to Palm Ritter. Pump fakes down to the right side of the lane. The layup is good. Makes that look so smooth and so easy. He now has 10 points. A 16-point lead. Largest of the night, 27-11.
He should be a slalom skier. I mean, he had to go through at least three gates.
That's a very good analogy for Palm Ritter. Sir Kazepka back to the top to the left wing. Collison Russell pops the three in the corner. This one's no good. Long brought in by Palm Ritter for Reese. In transition, Isaac Johnson stops the left block. Nothing there. Pivots back out. Skip pass to Foco for three. Right wing. This one's long. Rebound brought in by Dylan Wehner. Found the ball in his hand suddenly. Ethan Wisner pushing it down the court. He is pickpocketed by Palm Ritter, and that's the 10th turnover for Lakers tonight. 27-11. Laker Reese by 16 points and with a lead. 3 minutes before the half. At the high post, Foco to Palm Ritter. Back to the top to Johnson. Johnson pump fakes twice. Pump fakes three times back to Palm Ritter. Into the high post to Foco. Down to the low post, Darnell Davis. This shot's no good. Rebound brought in by Davis. This one's blocked from behind by Wehner. And they're going to say there's a foul against Dylan Wehner. That's his second, team's eighth. Darnell Davis goes back to the free throw line for the second time tonight. He went 1-for-2 on his first trip. Missed the first, made the second. Trying to add to the 16-point lead. Free throw is up for the lefty. No good.
Follow through.
Let's see if the pattern holds true. He always hits the second one.
Reese now 3-for-4 from the free throw line. Excuse me. 2-for-4, now 2-for-5. 0-for-2 from Darnell Davis. Keeps it at 16 points, 27-11. 2:43 before the half. Ethan Wisner to Sir Kazepka, gets a screen from Crone. He goes the other way at the right elbow. Down to Crone, right block. Turns against Davis. Nothing there. Starts his dribble. Nothing, absolutely nothing there. Back to Wehner to Ethan Wisner, left wing. Gets a screen from Wehner. Wisner dribbling. And he's pickpocketed by Foco. Palm Ritter in transition. Goes up, off balance, and one. Count it. DeMarcus Palm Ritter with his sixth point of this quarter. Excuse me, I take that back. Ninth point of this quarter, 12 of the night. Ninth team foul against the Lakers, and the first against Logan Collison Russell. Palm Ritter, free throw is good. 3-point play complete.
Just like that, 30-11, 2:15 to go in the first half.
19-point lead with 2:11 left. Wehner over to the left wing, to the left block, Crone. Still one dribble, and the floater is no good. Rebound brought in by Wehner. Goes up strong, and this one gets in and finds his way. Dylan Wehner with his first points tonight brings it back down to a 17-point deficit for the Lakers. Reese well in control. Palm Ritter across midcourt, taking his time. Camps out about 2 feet from the midcourt line. Down to Darnell Davis. Passes a little too high into the hands of Hunter Crone. And that's the sixth turnover for the Reese Rockets. Ethan Wisner at the high post. Now to the left wing, to the high, at the top of the key to Wehner. Back to Wisner. Starts his dribble. Into the corner, Logan Collison Russell gets a screen from Hunter Crone to Sawyer Kazepka. Kazepka back up, and we have a whistle away from the ball, and this will be a wrap against Hunter Crone. That's his first, team's 10th. That's a ball control foul, so it's no free throws shot on that one. But double bonus now for the Reese Rockets for the remaining 80 seconds.
That ball goes to Sawyer Kazepka, and Isaac Johnson is right in his grill.
To the right wing, to Bender, back to Palm Ritter. To the left wing this time, to Foco. Foco starts his dribble, one dribble, picks it back up to Palm Ritter. To the right